Good afternoon, folks, and welcome aboard listening to the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. And we're from our studios here on 108 King Street North, Uptown Waterloo, and it's your best in local community radio station. We have a great show today. Just delighted to have three guests in the studio, and we're going to talk about plowing matches. And with me today is Brian Freed and Donna Telfer. Sorry, Donna. And Orville Freed. So we'll have lots to talk about. What's happened in the past, what's coming up, and our news today is of a match coming up August 12th, right, Don, I think?
14, 15, and 16.
And that's at Purple Hills.
Purple Hill.
So we'll play a little song here to get started with. Stay tuned, stay locked in. You're listening to the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM.
At singing as you highfalutin chaps. My voice it may be husky and a little loud perhaps, for I have been a plowing with a lazy team, you see, and they keep me pretty busy with my get up, whoa, by gee. But if you'll pay attention, I have a thing to say about a great mistake you make and do it every day in dealing out your praises, and I want to tell you now, too often you forget the man who walks behind the plow. 'Tis very nice to go to school to learn to read and write. 'Tis nicer still to dress up fine and sport around at night. Your painting and your poetry may all be hard to beat, but tell me what you're gonna do for something good to eat. Are muddy, my clothing is too coarse, I make a good companion for the oxen or the horse. My face is red, my hands are rough, all that I will allow. Please don't be too quick to spurn the man behind the plow. I like your great inventions, and I'm glad you're getting smart. I like to hear your music, for it kinda cheers my heart. But that won't reach the stomach of a woman or a man. Please pay some attention to the kind of thing that can. So boys, don't be too anxious for to leave the good old barn. Your father's growing feeble, soon he'll need your youthful arm. If you're honest in your purpose, at your feet the world must bow. For the greatest of the great men is the man behind the plow.
Hi, this is Sean Dunnett from Dumfries Service Company. You're listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 103 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
Okay, and that's in fact where you are, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. And thanks for tuning in today. This is episode number 85 and of July 29th of 2014. Let's introduce our guest today. As I mentioned, three guests, and I'll just start with Donna, who is here with us today and part of the organizing committee of today's topic, which is a Canadian championship in being held in Ontario this year, correct?
That is correct. They are being held at Purple Hill on Purple Hill Road in Middlesex County, and we have competitors from five provinces. And we are welcoming everyone, visitors and competitors, judges, to Middlesex, the heart of Western Ontario.
And they will see lots for their eyes to enjoy plowing. Is there antique with this year?
There's antique demonstrations.
Antique demonstrations,
yes.
Yeah, that's become quite popular, I think.
It has. The horse is a very big drawing crowd.
Yeah.
And it's a big attraction. We have Cease Wells from Paris, Ontario, with his four-horse hitch, and he'll be riding a two-furrow sulky plow, and he does this very rarely, and so this will be a tremendous attraction.
That sounds... and so how often does this ply match, the national championship, come to Ontario? Is it like a regular rotation of ply matches?
It rotates between the five provinces, British Columbia, Alberta, Manitoba, Ontario, and New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
And Ontario holds it approximately every second or third year, and then it will rotate between the other four provinces.
Well, we look forward to talking some more about that. Let's get to know our other guest today, Brian Fried. Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
I'm glad to see you came out. We've been trying this for some time, haven't we?
You sure have.
Folks, I've been listening from our past episodes, but I had just a great show with, his name is Malcolm.
Malcolm Taylor, wasn't it?
So Malcolm Taylor was living at the Fried household while he was in, the World Championship was in Alberta, and he came back to visit with you guys, right?
Yes, he came to stay with us.
And we were going to have Brian on that day, but it was just too much, too busy. Too much going on at the farm, so it's just great to have this chance to have Brian in and talk about applying matches as well, because you have some great experience with that. You're a world champion competitor.
Yes, I had the privilege to plow at about 9 different world matches to represent Canada.
And so you're well able to speak on our topic today, what kind of effort it takes to organize these things, what competitors can expect, and how this match will what it takes to run a match like that. So we'll look forward to talking some more about that sort of thing with you. Let's play another song, and then we'll talk a bit more about how it ended up on a Tuesday afternoon that both Donna and Brian are here talking about applying matches. So how did the world unfold that you end up here today? And then we'll continue on our show. So stay tuned. It's the Agriculture Show, and we're going to listen. We had listened to Field Behind the Plow by Stan Rogers. And now we're going to listen to another song. It's Hair in My Eyes, like Highland Steer by... he's a Western guy. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Tony Tennant from FS Partners. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents farmers, the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo.
Hey folks, thanks for listening in today. It's the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, 1.3 Sound FM. We just got a little bit to know, but just got to know with our guests a little bit. But Brenda, you're from the Oxford region or Brant?
I'm from Brant.
Brant County, beautiful part, beautiful Brant County, and Brian, my neighbor, is over at Blandford Blenheim, I guess you'd call yourselves there in Oxford County. So, you two guys have so much experience in plowing matches, organizing, participating, supporting. I don't know where to start with a question, but Donna, tell us how you ended up here on a Tuesday afternoon talking about a plowing match. I'm sure it's a long, great story, but tell our listeners about it.
Well, I got started plowing in the late 90s in the antique trail class, and I competed for approximately 5 years and loved every minute of it. And then I quit plowing because I moved, and then I was asked to become the secretary treasurer of the Brant Six Nations Plowmen's Association, and it has just evolved from that point. I'm a director on the Ontario Plowmen's Association, and this was always a dream of mine to hold this in Brant County, but we settled for having joining with Middlesex Brant, and or Middlesex and Oxford, sorry. Mm-hmm. And we've got a great show coming up in August, and we are really happy about it.
And this is a new venture to put on. As you mentioned, every 2 to 3 years is when they have a national competition in Ontario, on average. So is that a bidding process? Not how do you come about getting that kind of a privilege to run that match? How does that happen that you got that you asked to have it to do it here this year?
Yeah, we put a bid in to the Canadian Plowing Organization, and they accepted our bid to have it in the county of Middlesex. Mm-hmm. And every year, different counties across Ontario have the opportunity to bid to hold it. It has been in Frontenac County on Wolf Island, and Thunder Bay, and Grey County, and Owen Sound. Mm-hmm. And so it does move around the province.
Because they do a little rotation and make sure everybody has a chance to post it.
That is correct, and yeah. That is one of the reasons it's not well known, is because it does move around, and so it's very much a local competition.
Yes.
So it's very difficult sometimes to get people from across the province and across the country to attend.
Yeah. Well, that hopefully this year it'll be a nice switch and you'll get visitors from all over. It's a much larger potential audience in Southern Ontario because there's more people down here.
That is correct.
So that's a good sign, maybe a good turnout for it.
Yes, and we have a great venue planned for the visitors.
Yes, yeah. Well, some places called Purple Hill, so you got to like that right off the bat, don't you?
That is correct. It is a wonderful place. He has an Opry Hall, and so he holds weddings there on a regular basis, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place.
And Brian, you come at the match from a different perspective. You're mostly a participant. Donna was a participant, but tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you came to be here on a Tuesday afternoon time about plowing match.
Well, I started plowing when I was 7 years old. My father and grandfather coached me, and from there it's been from the little leagues to the big leagues, from the local plowing matches to the world competition.
And I think probably plowmen are the same at all levels. They love their craft, and they like to have the audience to come out, even whether you're doing a local match or whether you're doing worlds. All the participants are there because they like plowing.
Yes, it's when you're at the world competition, it's you're representing your country. Mm. You're there for a reason. It's like the Farmers Olympics.
The Farmers Olympics. Yeah, that's a good analogy. I think our listeners could be able to understand a lot more about plowing match. Maybe our listeners don't know it, but. Plowing is a type of soil tillage. Any guys want to just give a quick history of tillage? Like, why do we plow? Why is there plowing?
Well, plowing is you turn the soil over, and it does two things. It takes It's weed control. When you flip the soil right upside down, the weeds go in the bottom of the furrow, and then it dries off and rots. Also, it's seed bed preparation, where you make a nice seed bed to plant next year's seed and crop.
So that's been something that's been done since the beginning of time, since people did tillage. And what has happened, now things have evolved, but that's how the first crops were grown, and that's why today it's still thought to be a bit of an art, isn't it? It's not just, why is a plowing match different? It's because you really try to emphasize the straightness of the plowing and the technical skills of making crowns and dead furrows and things. What do judges look for when they in a plowing match?
They look for straightness.
Yes.
Straightness is number one. It's judged four times in your complete land. Furrows have to be the same width and depth, and the grass has to be covered. The stubble turned underneath.
What was on top has to be below entirely.
It should look nice and brown. Of the same, and the furrows should be closed together.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be holes where you can look down in between.
And so, with that criteria, then it's thought that so how does a competitor go about making the rows straight? What kind of skills you got to have? Do you have to have are there GPSs on? Maybe I was listening to kind of wonder if there are GPSs on plows for plowing now.
That's modern day now.
But not for competition.
For competition, you daren't use GPS. What it is you have to have good eyesight. You have to have good equipment, sharp plow. Also, land has quite a bit to do with it.
Mm.
You can, do a real nice job in some nice loamy sod land. Other than, if you go into a gravel field, your end product does not look as good as it would in nice soft soil.
But the judges can tell when you've done the best job given the circumstances you've been given. Like as if your field is in fact rocky, they know that there's a certain, you can only get as straight as the rocks let you get.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. The luck of the draw.
Yeah.
We mean the luck of the land that you draw to put your stakes up and plow that day.
So there's something for young and old at these events, and I think in our next segment we'll just go through the program and whatever jumps out at us that would be of interest to talk to, we'll speak to it. But it's been good to get to know where you guys are from so our listeners can know that there's some local people actively involved running a Canadian Plowing Championships in August 12th to 14th, and come on out to see that. So let's play another song, and we'll be back with some more with my guests today, Brenda and Brian, and we will talk plowing, and then we'll talk some more about agriculture, and just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Steady roar. Oh, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And it figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you've got a while. So ease the throttle out of air. Every rod's a gain, and there's victory in every quarter mile. Pour old Coosie down the road, The hearty came and hoppers brought him down. He gave it up and went to town. And Emmett Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. You could see it coming on, 'cause he worked as hard as you. In an hour, maybe more, you'll be wet clear through. The air is cooler now. Pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow turn to straight, dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground. And if the harvest's any good, the money just might cover all the loans. You've mortgaged all you own. Buy the kids a winter coat. Take the wife back east for Christmas if you can. All summer she hangs on when you're so tied to the land. Good times come and go, but at least there's rain, so this won't be barren ground when September rolls around. So watch the field behind the plow turn to straight, dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground.
Try that now.
Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight, dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground.
This is Donna Telfer from Paris, Ontario. You are listening to Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Thanks so much for doing that, Donna. That's perfect. We just like to emphasize that's what we're trying to do here is to bring news of agriculture to our urban listeners, and with guests like yourself and Brian, we'll certainly help to pass along some great information to our listeners here in urban Ontario, in Kitchener-Waterloo. Let's look at the programs for the event coming up, because there's so many interesting things in there that I think our listeners would probably find quite interesting. And you know, the thing is, most of us here take a lot of this for granted. But let's just go through this page by page, is more or less, and talk about the matches coming up. Straight off the bat, it's front page is showing August 14th to 16th, and it's hosted by the Middlesex, Oxford, and Brant counties. How many Plowman's Association are there in Ontario?
48.
48.
48 branch associations.
So these three got together and decided they put on the Canadian Plowing Championship. Mm-hmm. Notice on the inside page is it's the schedule for the event. Anything there that I'd like to pass along to our listeners here? I see there's ladies' tours. If you don't want to, tours of the City of London, if one wants them to do that.
Yes, there is, and there's a ladies' tour on Wednesday that's going into Oxford County, into the south end of Oxford, and I know they have a wonderful tour planned for the ladies.
And the awards banquet is where's that being held at? At this?
It's being held at Purple Hill Opry Hall.
Mm-hmm.
All of the events are at Purple Hill. And so it's very convenient. It's one location and one stop.
And so it's a full schedule, whether you're a competitor or a participant or a watcher, that you can find your days start at 9 a.m. and they go until at 7 p.m. at night. I guess every day is full.
Right. Actually, the plowing will be completed probably by 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So, and then there'll be a break before the evening events.
Yeah. There's all the classes in there, junior and senior, and conventional and reversible plows.
Mm-hmm.
Reversible plowing is somewhat new. Well, new in the scheme of things. It's probably 10 years now it's been here, I think, hasn't it? How long have been reversible plowing?
Since 204,
204,
that we had to send a reversible plow to the world competition.
So that is 10 years this year. Wow.
Yes.
I think most people are familiar with regular plowing. If you drive around Southern Ontario, you can see guys plowing. Where did reversible plowing come from? Give us a little idea what that is and where it came from.
Reversible plowing is when you plow two furrows, and then you come to the headland, and you turn around and put your other side wheel in and flip the plow, and go up the other side. So the advantage with that is you can start on one side of the field and plow, say, against the fence line and work back and forth till you get to the other fence line.
No
so
dead furrows.
No dead furrows in the middle of the field. They do that so there is no where you need drainage. The fields are flat. No water can sit in it.
So there's a competition at that level, and you can have a... Is this program online by any chance that people want to check it out? Like, I'd be glad to give you put a web address up if we can, and people want to find out more, if there was any chance we could do that.
They can find us on the Canadian Plowing website.
Okay.
And they just have to put Canadian plowing in and it will come up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And will that agenda and all the stuff will be on there?
Right. And yes. And okay. It's
perfect.
Also on Facebook.
Perfect.
It's on
okay.
Facebook.
So no shortage of folks if you want to follow up on our show today and find out more about the Canadian Plowing Championship. It's on the plowing website and on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking through this this great program for the match. Various messages from people congratulating and offering support for the match. There's the Canadian president, and also from yourself, Donna, as president of this local of this Canadian match.
Yes, I am, and I would just like to read a little piece that I had printed. And farming as we know it today had its beginning in the development of the plow from a primitive crooked stick that barely scratched the surface of the earth has evolved today's efficient tool that has done more than any other invention of man to raise our standard of living.
Remember where you got that from? You know, it's funny, there must be a lot of poems and stuff, and I know we'll get to that later on in the booklet.
Actually, it wasn't a poem, it was written...
Oh, you wrote that up yourself?
Yes, well, part of it.
And yeah.
The idea came from an article by Mr. Connell, who was the first world president, or he was on the first world board anyway, but it came from, the idea came from his writing.
Now, as we go through this booklet, we see some pictures of the committees. And what's involved with the committee members? for this kind of an effort. How many different committees are there to run the whole match? It looks like you've got...
We've got 23 members, and we have committees for demonstration plowing. We have parking, and we have a committee for the ladies' tour, and Brian here is in charge of the lands committee, and they will be striking out the lands, I believe, on the 7th of August for the competitors.
So this takes a fair number of people to do all this stuff.
It does, and there are other volunteers as well as the 23 in the committee.
Now, I see the next page is an advertisement for the International Plowing Match in Ivy, Ontario this year. So we've had Celie Diebold on the show. She is this year's reigning Queen of the Furrow from Waterloo County. And we're very proud of that here in Waterloo County. And so it does make sense you'd have an ad in there for that event.
That is correct. And the winners from Ontario, or the competitors from Ontario at the Canadians, have to win in the Ontario class that are held at the International Plowing Match every year. So it is a tremendous honor to represent even our province.
You've already gone through a lot of competition by that time.
Yes, they are like Brian here. They start early, 7 or 8 years of age. I believe they have to be 10 now, but at one time they were 7 and 8 year olds that started plowing.
So in a typical year, how many competitions do you have to win to end up at the, I don't want to get mixed up, but you're going to have local and Ontario and then Canadian and then a world match. So you probably got to win all the locals have to win the Ontario to go on to the worlds. Is that right? Tell our listeners how that works.
It takes 3 years.
Okay.
So you get so many points at a local match, and that lets you qualify to plow at the Ontario match, the international match. And then you have to win the Ontario match to represent there's two in Ontario. There's four top plowers, two reversible and two conventional. Then they compete at a Canadian, and then the top two, one reversible and one conventional, are representing Canada at the next world match. So it takes 3 years. It's a ladder of 3 years.
And every year there is a world match?
Yes.
Okay. So, boy, you start your journey. There's lots to aim for.
That is correct. And we're encouraging this year for the 4-H Sodbusters clubs in Ontario to attend, and so that they can see the progress that they have to make to be able to reach the standard that the competitors have at the Canadian match.
I'm just looking, next page here, it's something for the Oxford County Plowmen's Association. As you mentioned, there's 48 in the province, and the three sponsoring clubs are listed in this booklet, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. There's a whole story in local plowmen's association. Some are over 100 years old now.
Yes, actually, Six Nations celebrated their 150th anniversary last year.
My goodness.
And there's about three that are older in Ontario.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. A lot of history there. So we keep going through this. There's Oxford Blenheim's Plum Association. That's your home club?
Yes.
Brian. And, what the heck is this now? Just for fun, this is the Appleland Station. So this is some of your advertisers for the match.
Yes, and actually the Appleland train is going to be at the match, and they will be able to take the visitors on a ride through the grounds and to the plowing competition, and so it will be a great thing for the children.
Who doesn't like going for a ride on a train?
On a train, yeah.
And I suppose there'll be the usual tractors and wagons there.
Yes, not. There will.
Would there be?
Okay. Horse-drawn and antique tractors as well.
Well, that's lovely. So visitors can look forward to a little drive around the ground as well as...
That's right.
Yeah.
People movers, as we call them.
The original people movers.
Yeah.
No more sky trains. We have the original
people. That's right.
Just a whole bunch of people have sponsored this as I'm going through the program here. I guess it does take a lot of time and money to put together a match like this.
That's right, and our committee has all canvassed the county's Middlesex Oxford M grant, and we have come up with these sponsors that are in this souvenir program, and we thank each and every one of them, from the smallest to the largest.
Yeah, it's oftentimes sponsors don't get the recognition they deserve.
That is correct.
But a lot of things wouldn't happen if there wasn't sponsorship.
If we didn't have the sponsorship, these events would not be possible.
I think most things in nowadays that have sponsors are a key to having successful events or not. Next, almost to the center of the book here, there's a list of Middlesex County dignitaries. So that's your elected officials and various town, municipal representatives there. Some pictures, and a lovely picture of Brian and when he was young. We were all young once, and his father and family. Then next is a Canadian plowman on the world scene. So tell us what this is about. What's this page about? Yeah, there's no page numbers on this. I'm just kind of going over.
But that one is it says where the world matches were from 2001 to 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows the upcoming matches of the world. And Denmark is 2015. England is 2016. And Kenya is 2017. Then Germany, 2018.
You should have your 10-year passport up to date for this.
Yeah. And then it comes close to home. USA is hosting it in 2019.
Is this the first year they've done that?
No, they had it about 20.
I want to say 86. But I want to say it was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. It was in Iowa, I believe.
Now, is this year's match hosted by France? Has that come and gone already?
No.
They are going to our competitors that are winning, representing Canada, are going to leave right after the Canadian.
Okay.
To compete in the.
In France.
In France.
So competitors really have to be ready for. They have to look quite a ways ahead. That if this happens, this happens, that doesn't, whatever. That they have plans to be made by quick. That's lovely. And then we have a next page is representatives at the World Match. So some familiar names in here, including yourself, Brian. We also have a World Plowman in Mark Rodhecker, who is from North Dumfries and close by. So we're well represented here from our part of Ontario at the World Match. The next page, Don and I were talking in between segments here, and lo and behold, there is in fact songs and verses about plowing. And I'm looking at this called the Worldwide Plowing Brotherhood, and the artist is Norman Appleyard. And apparently it's a song, and in a perfect time, we would have found that song and played it. Do you know where did you get this song from? Do you remember?
I have no idea who the music that it's played to,
yeah.
But it would be... a good project to take under my wings for a day.
And where did you get the? This was obviously in a piece of paper you had in your collection of historical items from the Plowing Match.
This is in the World Book every year, the Canadian Book every year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I've never heard it sang, so I don't know what it's. What is it?
Yeah. Next page is a poem, I believe. And
yeah.
It is titled The Plowman, but no artist attributed to it. But probably also with the magic of the internet and Google, we could probably find that out if we had to. And moving on through the book here, here's another ad by sponsors. And we once again thank sponsors, even more sponsors on the next page. Now I'm looking at a section with the names of various Ontario provinces at the top. But what is this section about? We've got British Columbia, Alberta, New Brunswick, Ontario. Who are all these people?
It has the picture of each plower and their name and what if they're plowing conventional or rollover, mm-hmm. or if they're a junior.
Now, this is this year's competitors?
Yes.
For the Canadian match?
Yes.
Okay.
It gives you a little bit of their, where they, if they're, they farm and their, kind of their, the rundown of their lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
and their family, and their, if they like sports or
mm-hmm.
what they're interested in.
Yep, so there's young and old in there, and here's Ontario's representative this year, three gentlemen, Mark, as we mentioned before, and Mr. Bob Camsel from Oshawa, and lastly, Carmen Wepler from Clifford. So these guys have are at this level of competition because they've had a lot of experience and wins previously in matches, mm-hmm. and so good luck to all of them, and this will be, are there other competitors as well coming along or not? Would this be these individuals? Are there other?
There's 16 in the book.
Okay.
And so there's 7 from Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And in the junior class, the two high juniors at the IPM are eligible to compete. But because we're the home province, mm-hmm. then we are allowed one more in the junior class. So we have three juniors competing for the junior title. But they don't have a junior class at the Worlds, so that this is the top of the line for them until they start in the in the senior classes. Yeah.
So there's lots of information in this book. I'm just, we're almost at the end of it, and more ads, and holy smokes, here's another poem. The gate swings closed, the task is over. What is that? Did you, is that another one, a standard for the brochure? It's the second last program?
Yes,
second
it is.
Last page.
It's standard in the book every year, but it's just a beautiful poem.
Yeah, and the author is unknown.
Yeah.
Are you motivated to read this for us, Donna? Could I ask you to do that?
Okay. The gate swings closed, the task is over. The furrows are all deep and straight. The plowman smiles in honest pride, and slowly shuts the gate. Satisfied, he wends his way to his home and evening's rest, and he sleeps the sleep that comes along to he who does his best. Each task will end, each gate will swing, each plowman will go home to rest, and furrows left upon the field should say he plowed his very best.
Thanks so much, Donna. Let's play a song and we'll be back with a little wrap up and stay tuned. It's the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, 101.3 Sound FM. And my guests today are Brian, Donna Telford and Brian Freed. See you in a bit.
Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on a farm. Days are all filled with the needs of country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny fun a riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, pull out my fiddle and rossin' up the bow. Kids are all asleep, so I keep the cattle low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play a solid good one all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should, and thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle, when the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, but a riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo! My life of diamonds or jewels, I never was one of them money hungry fools. Really have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people think I'm not somebody keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fire wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a fun about a riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo! I said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride, and thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle, taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle, taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle, when the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, but a riddle. I'm a country boy.
Hi, this is Goretti Diaz. I'm from the University of Waterloo. You're listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
And that's what we are here today doing, the Agriculture Show, with guests Donna Telford and Brian Freed. And not to forget that Orville Freed's Camilla is moral support and enjoying our show, I hope, as he listens to us talk about the match and what's coming up in the history of plowing. So we're just in the last bit of our show today, and just want to first say thanks for coming up for so much for doing the show. We talked a little bit about yourselves. Donna, your home is in Brant County.
And the beautiful town of Paris.
And the beautiful town of Paris. That's important to put the beautiful part on. You're a married woman with kids and so on. Tell us a little about your family, if you would.
Well, I have four children, three girls and one boy, and they're all grown up. And I have six grandchildren, one boy and five girls. And they're all growing up very quickly. And
that's blessings to all, then. Blessings. Eh?
Great blessings. Yeah, most days.
How about yourself, Brian? Tell us about your family.
I'm married to Lori. I have a daughter that's 23, a son that's 26, a son that's now moved on and helping on the farm.
Mm-hmm. And yours is a family farm in Brant, in Oxford County. Are all you four guys working? Tell us about your family farm.
Yes, we farm on the very east side of Oxford County. I farm with my three other brothers, my mother, my father, and now we're bringing in my nephew and my son. We milk 300 cows, two different places, mm-hmm. and cash crop.
Mm-hmm. So it's very busy, and I'm just glad, we've had some good heavy rains, which as farmers we're glad to have green corn, and oftentimes rain is our biggest problem, so it worked out today that you were able to come out to the show because we had such a huge rain event. Just, I think I was like 4 inches on the gauge at the farm at my place, just a huge amount of water come down.
We had, 3.5 inches of rain at our place.
Yeah, so that's quite a heavy, unusual rain for the middle of the summer in Ontario, but certainly is good to see, because nothing worse than dried up old crops that aren't much to look at. It makes for good plowing too, doesn't it?
Yes, it makes it very good.
So we then talked a little bit about in our second segment the local match, what it takes to a committee of 23 individuals, half a dozen committees or better. And it all culminates in Ontario every three years, with a Canadian championship. It takes a lot of sponsors and man hours and so on. And Donna, you're the chairperson of all that. I hope that you aren't so scared you won't do it again.
No, it's been a great experience, a great challenge, and I certainly welcomed the opportunity to do this. And I've had a tremendous committee to work with, and I can thank each and every one. They've all pulled the load, a heavy load, and it's not over, but we get along great together, and yeah. It's a good, friendly group. Yeah.
We could talk a little bit about the future of, after the match is over, what's next on the agenda for you guys? Are you just going to be kind of laying low, or will you be going back to life before, which is involvement with your local matches more? What happens in the next year or two for plowing from your perspective? What are you doing?
Well, as soon as the Canadians are over, I think Brian and I are both going to be at the international plowing match in Barrie.
In Barrie, yeah.
And so after that, I probably have two or three more years left with the Ontario Plowman's Association. And Brian, he's gone on to be a judge at the IPM, and that'll be a new experience for him. And I'm sure he'll be considering that a brand new challenge and a new career. And I know he'll do a good job. He does branches at the present time.
Well, should tell us about that, Brian. It's like here you are learning something new, first time ever. What's that like?
Well, it's going to be looking at plowing at a different perspective. You're used to sitting on a tractor and looking at it, at the plow doing the job. And now I'm going to be walking and trying to put the points to the plow's ability.
So that's the first time ever you've done this, being a judge in at a match?
When you become a judge, you start at the local level, and you have to judge five matches before you become official Ontario judge.
And as that unfolds, I guess then you'll still be going to about as many matches, because various matches will be asking you to now come as a judge. So you'll be wanting to go to all those too, I suppose. So
yeah, it makes for a busy time too, getting away from our farm work to take that in.
At least this time you don't have to take along a tractor and plow with you. You just jump in your truck and go.
After it rains or whatever, you don't have to spend a couple hours cleaning it up.
Well, there's some blessings there, I guess. Hey. anything else we should be telling our listeners before we call it a wrap today? Why should people come to the match, Donna? If you had had the ear of someone in town for 5 minutes, what would you tell them?
Come and enjoy the country and see what our forefathers have done, and educate your children as to what a farm is like. We have exhibitors and artisans and historical displays, and I think that they'll enjoy it, and I would certainly love to encourage everyone to go to Purple Hill Opry Farm from August the 14th, 15th, and 16th, 2014, and have a great time. Have fun.
There's wagon rides and train rides and antique tractor rides and all kinds of things like that.
That's correct.
And you won't go hungry.
No, you won't go hungry. We've got food vendors, and yes, and watch the horses. If you get a little bit bored with the conventionals, and it's not boring, it's just educating yourself as to what it is about.
And Brian, any words you'd like to pass along? I can't. There's not much more to say, but what Donna has just said. But please,
like Donna said, it's going to be an exciting event, and you will be able to see the best of each province there.
And so look forward to that, folks. I know it's a busy summer, but lots to do in Ontario. But this is it's been 3 years since it's been here, so this is a unique time. As you can see, something you won't see next year in Ontario at the Canadian Championships. I know we tried to cover as much as we could. I'm glad you came in to talk about this. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay. And follow the furrows to Purple Hill.
All right. With that, folks, we'll say goodbye, and we'll see you next week. And it's your host, Jeff Steger, of the Agriculture Show. And if you ate today, thank a farmer. We'll talk to you later.